This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
Good afternoon, radio listeners. Welcome to The Encouragers with Minister Barbara Coleman and Minister David Michael, bringing words of encouragement for everyday life.
Our Father, who art in heaven, omnipotent, all-powerful, omnipresent, everywhere at the same time, omniscient, all-knowledgeable, please forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. I thank you for this opportunity to preach your word from the Holy Bible. May what I say be helpful to someone and pleasing to you. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. My topic for today is, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. My scripture comes from Proverbs 23, 1 through 9, which states, when thou sittest to eat with a ruler, consider diligently what is before thee, and put a knife to thy throat, if thou be a man given to appetite. Be not desirous of his dainties, for they are deceitful meat. Labor not to be rich. Cease from thine own wisdom. Wilt thou set thine eyes upon that which is not? For riches certainly must make themselves wings. They fly away as an eagle toward heaven. Eat thou not the bread of him that hath an evil eye, neither desire thou his dainty meats. For as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. Eat and drink, saith he to thee, but his heart is not with thee. The morsel which thou hast eaten shalt thou vomit up, and lose thy sweet words. Speak not in the ears of a fool, for he will despise or regard as worthless the wisdom of thy words. My text is Proverbs 23:7, which states, for as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. Eat and drink, saith he to thee, but his heart is not with thee. In verses 1 through 3, the warning here is that the rich host may be using the luxuries he can provide to entrap his less wealthy guests so that they feel obliged to do his bidding. His hospitality is deceptive. God's restraints of the appetite only say, do thyself no harm. In verses 4 through 5, the workaholic is encouraged to be discerning enough to cease to proceed in his pursuit of wealth. Because wealth is fleeting, be not of those that will be rich. The things of this world are not happiness and a portion for a soul. Those that hold them ever so fast cannot hold them always, cannot hold them long. Verse 6 tells us to do not make thyself burdensome to any, especially those not sincere. When we are called by God to his feast and to let our souls delight themselves, we may safely partake of the bread of life. In verse 9, which says, you will vomit up the morsels that you have eaten, probably signifies eventual revulsion and regret on the part of the guest when he realizes what a fool he has been. Verse 9 tells us that it is our duty to take all fit occasions to speak of divine things. But if what a wise man says will not be heard, let him hold his peace. Psalms 10 also speaks of the heart of a wicked man. It states, for the wicked boasts of his heart's desire and blesses the covetous, whom the Lord extremely dislike. For God said, thou shalt not cover thy neighbor's house. Thou shalt not cover thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is thy neighbor's. The wicked, through the pride of his countenance, will not seek after God. God is not in all his thoughts. His ways are always grievous. Thy judgments are far above, out of his sight. And for all his enemies, he shouts in a deep voice at them. He hath said in his heart, I shall not be moved, for I shall never be in adversity or suffer hardship. This is the false confidence of the complacent. It is irritating to those who have reverence or show proper respect for God, when those who are lacking in reverence or proper respect for God feel safe in their state of being irreverent. In contrast to the wicked with a deceptive heart, Psalms 19:8 states that the statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. Pure here means unmixed with evil. Enlightening the eye means for the eyes to have light or to be bright is for the person to be alert and active. Verse 9, the fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. The fear of the Lord often means revering God. But here it is the revealed way by which one properly reveres God by the precepts of the Ten Commandments. True here refers to a reliable transcript of God's will. Verse 10, more to be desired are they than gold, yes, than much fine gold, sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb. The fundamental attitude here is one of delight. God's instructions are more desirable than the best riches and more pleasurable than the finest tastes. Moreover, of them is thy servant warned, and in keeping of them there is great reward. Reward refers to the proper outcome, in this case, assurance and character growth. Verse 12, who can understand his errors? Cleanse thou me from secret faults. The humble response. Although some may use the law of God as a means of self-promotion, that is not what this psalm instills. Instead, it leads the singer to reflect on their own moral failures, known and unknown, to rely on God's forgiveness, and to seek protection from sin's domination. The word hidden shows the flow of thought in the psalm. Just as the sun's heat searches every nook and cranny so that there is nothing hidden from its heat, so too the Lord, the law, searches all the hiding places of the soul. The honest faithful can only ask God to declare them innocent. This prayer includes a request for forgiveness, even from hidden sins, which one does not remember or which were committed in ignorance. Verse 13, keep back thy servant from all presumptuous sins. Let them not have dominion over me. Then shall I be upright, and I shall be innocent from the great transgression. Presumptuous sins are sins committed in arrogant disregard of divine commands. These, when repeated, come to have dominion and thus to enslave. Instead, the desire is to become blameless. The term innocent points back to verse 12. There the singer asks to be declared innocent. Verse 14, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. On the week of April 7, 2022, the Learning Network asked teenagers about the role that religion plays in their lives. Some teenagers said they have an unwavering belief in the benefits of faith. One student said that religion is central to my life. This is encouraging to know that youth are being taught about the love of God. In closing, Psalms 139, 23 through 24 says, search me, O Lord, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts, and see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. If we ask God to search and know our hearts, this will expose any grievous way, that is, aspects of character that lead to grief. and lead to the faithful in the way everlasting. That is the way that God loves. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Some listeners may not have given their lives to Christ, but want to do so. There is the saving power of the Holy Spirit. If you believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of a living God, and are willing to confess your sins to God and ask for forgiveness, God will forgive you. If you believe and are willing to follow Christ, then join a church that is based on the Holy Bible. Jesus hung, bled, and died a horrible death on the cross. But after 3 days, he arose with all powers in his hands. Therefore, let us serve God with a clean heart. Now, a breath of fresh air with Minister David Michael.
Good afternoon and welcome to A Breath of Fresh Air with the Encourager, Minister David Michael. Thanks for tuning in. We consider this a safe place where you can listen, learn, and be encouraged. Today's topic is peace in the storm. Peace, shalom in Hebrew, and salam in Arabic, carries with it the idea of unity, rest, and security. However, sometimes peace seems hard to find because we live in a world that is hurting. We have the coronavirus, social unrest, racial prejudice, cyberbullying of our children in school, and profound loss all around us. Just this year alone, Kobe Bryant and his daughter died in a plane crash. John Lewis died from pancreatic cancer. Hillary Tish died from suicide. Chadwick Boseman died of colon cancer at age 43. George Floyd, Breonna Taylor, Ahmaud Arbery, Jacob Blake, and many of our friends, family, and coworkers have passed or gone through storms. In life, we face all kinds of storms. We usually think of the personal storms that come our way, financial worries, marriage or family problems, illness, the betrayal of a friend, and so forth. But we face other kinds of storms that also threaten to engulf us, storms of materialism, storms of secularism, storms of moral degeneracy, and storms of injustice. Do you remember the violent storm that came upon Jesus and his disciples one night on the Sea of Galilee? His disciples started to panic, but Jesus stayed asleep. He was at peace in the storm because he knew God was in control. He was at peace also because he was sovereign over the storm, and he knew it would vanish at his words, "Peace, be still," says Mark 4:39. Jesus' words still calm the turmoil in our lives. Jesus can calm any storm, conquer any foe, and meet any need. Let the waves roll and the winds blow, because we have the water-walking, dead-man-raising, death-defeating Savior in our boat. Is some storm making you fearful today? Stay close to Jesus, for his word brings peace. Choose the peace of Christ over today's problems. Focus on your faith instead of your feelings. Let worship be your first response instead of worry. But perhaps you don't feel God's peace, or you don't sense that you have a relationship with God. You sense you missed the mark, and you may even feel alienated from God. You probably heard that Jesus came to save you from your sin, but you're not sure how that works. Well, if that's the case, I've got good news for you. Realize that all have violated God's divine law and fall short of his glory. But the good news is that God loves you and gives you the opportunity to come to him, acknowledge your sin, and trust him by faith as your Lord and Savior. Will you respond to his call? Remember, God gave his son Jesus, who died